This is The Pulse on BFM 89.9. Darren Hanif with you this evening. Before the break, we're asking you, what are your favorite podcasts, or preferably music podcasts? You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Right, on to a story now where Dixie Chicks changed their name.
Yep, yeah. So Grammy-winning country band from Texas, formerly known as Dixie Chicks, will now be known as The Chicks. So they're making the name change as an acknowledgement to the criticism of the word Dixie, a nostalgic nickname for the Civil War and Confederate era South. The name change wasn't announced publicly, but rather stealthily, with the band releasing a new video carrying the new name, The Chicks. They also altered their social media presence to the new name.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So no announcement, nothing like that. Just here's a new name now. Maybe take it or leave it.
It's a more elegant way of doing it, I guess. You don't have to sometimes, you know, release a press release or whatever, right? I think you can just silently killing two birds with one stone by releasing a new music video together with your new name. The members of the band, Natalie Maines, Emily Strayer, and Marty McGuire, are among the most outspoken figures in the conservative world of country music, most notably protesting against George W. Bush's administration in 2003 for the United States invasion of Iraq. So this is not something surprising coming from them, being like a vocal voice in a music genre that is dominantly quite conservative. Yeah. They're not the only musical act who's responding to social resonance and call for changes recently. There's another one, Lady Antebellum, who fellow Grammy winners, who also decided to change their name to Lady A for similar reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, so the thing about rebranding exercise is that sometimes you can do rebranding exercise for political and social reasons, but you have to also sometimes be mindful of the legal implications, right? Legal aspects of it. Yeah. So, for example, the rights to the name Lady A, for example, the most obvious one being the rights to the name. Lady A got into trouble with that, as there is a singer who has been releasing music under that moniker, so they have to probably settle that privately.
Oh, so you got to change it again.
I guess they managed to settle it, but they have to... It's a bit awkward between the two of them. But in the case of the Chicks, they managed to iron that out in advance. There's a pop band in New Zealand that has been using that name in the 1960s. They managed to, I guess, talk to them prior to changing their names. And I think they sort of acknowledged that as well in their response eventually. So the question of rebranding, right? Sometimes, I guess, especially with regard to your names, right? It is sometimes needed, especially if the name or the image no longer resonates with the times. And in the case of Dixie Chicks and maybe Lady Antebellum, to a certain extent, their names both carry certain baggage that is now no longer relevant.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, there is that tie to a bleaker period, a darker period in the history of the US that are no longer, I guess, relevant these days, right?
But this is a band that's been around for a long, long time.
Yep, yeah.
My question is, why only now?
To be fair, they've been under a lot of pressure for quite a while now. I think so. And it's not the first time that they've been, I guess, called out, or they've been like... and this is not the first time they've been called out to actually do something about it.
Right.
So in the case of Dixie Chicks, I think responding to it is just a matter of like time, and they've said that maybe... The latest incident that has happened in the US is maybe the perfect time to respond to it, right?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. It's quite a common thing. You know, one of my favorite bands, This Town Needs Guns, they rebranded to TTNG because when they made the name, it was, you know, a quirky kind of name, but then school shootings happened in the US. This is an English band, but they were conscious enough to get rid of that stigma, right? So just TTNG for now. Blink-182 also has a very interesting name change story. They were initially wanted to be called Blink.
Okay, yeah. And what was the problem with the name?
There was already another band called Blink, which were fairly successful. So what they did, how the 182 come out is the band members decided to watch a movie and count the number of times vulgarity came out, and it was 182. So Blink-182.
Well, talk about creativity, right? I mean, if you want a way to be original in that sense, yeah.
Yeah, and also another one which I found quite interesting, and I didn't know this, but Westlife was previously known as Westside.
Yeah. We're talking about the Westlife, right?
The Westlife, yeah. What are the Westlifes out there?
Wow, okay. Any particular reason why they changed from Westside to Westlife?
Another band already had that name, so they had to disassociate. But for me, like, okay, take the case of Linkin Park, for example. They were Zero, and then they kind of a little bit changed their sound. They became Hybrid Theory, changed a little bit of the sound, and now become now they are Linkin Park as we know of today. So I won't be surprised if the Chicks change their sound in a little way with this rebranding, because that's usually how bands would change to a different direction.
Wow, that's an interesting perspective, because yeah, if you want to talk about rebranding in a more wholesome way, yeah, maybe that
why not go all out, right? Just not our name but our sound as well.
Yeah, considering that, and it's funny that you mentioned Linkin Park, because Linkin Park did go through a lot of changes sound wise, right? And that makes it a bit more like, I mean, as a Linkin Park fan, I have to admit that I only listened to the first three albums, like, because they did have that significant change in their sound, and I also grew up to a certain extent, I guess. So I stopped listening to Linkin Park in that sense. But in the case of back to, I guess, Dixie Chicks and, or the Chicks rather, and Lady A, the name change was more of a social statement, a political statement to respond to, I guess, the need to be more relevant to the current times. And I think if you want to talk about it in that sense, I think it's a positive step in the right direction to, I guess, disassociate yourselves with, I guess, with history that is quite, you know, dark and bleak and probably negative, right?
Yeah, true that. Yeah, so what do you think about name changes in bands? Does it affect you? Does it affect your way of supporting the band?
Yeah.
I guess you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 0187898899. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Kasabian. We're going to be talking about, again, Linkin Park, Kanye West, and also Apple Music. But first up, here's a new one from the mysterious London trio Salt. This is Salt and Miracles, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.